generators are humming at LSU Shreveport, but the vast majority of campus remains dark. LSUS will be shut down for a week as electricians repair the underground power system that runs into campus. Facility Services Director Don Bloxham says about 2.5 miles of power lines will be replaced, and he says a lot of tools will be needed for the job, including
ropes, chains, pulleys, that type of thing, in order to pull this wire. The wires, say, approximately the size of a large broomstick in diameter. It's very heavy and it's very hard to pull.
LSUS is following its disaster recovery plan, according to spokeswoman Jennifer Stedman. She says she's been working with about a dozen professors who wish to hold face-to-face classes at Centenary College during the outage. Stedman says she's using many outlets to provide up-to-date information.
We've been sending as much communication as possible through Facebook, Twitter, email. Professors are doing us a huge favor by contacting their individual classes and letting them know what's going on and where class will meet.
Chemistry professor Kui Chen canceled his labs this week. He's instructed students to study his lecture notes posted to the campus's Moodle online system. He says this power failure is tricky because the spring semester is already on a tight timeline. He says some professors may get a crash course in teaching online.
Maybe this is a chance for us to more motivation for us to learn online teaching. Yeah. I have never done that before, but maybe I think it may be a good way to do it, you know, in time of this.
Bloxham says LSUS's main electrical system underwent an infrared scan several years ago and it didn't turn up any issues. He says the cause of the power failure may go undiagnosed unless LSUS hires special consultants to inspect the damaged lines after they've been pulled out of the ground.